sing them.
Yeah, now what about, that would just be for one. What would you call if there were two on there, for two horses?
He called it a springer trace.
It's still called. Would you call it a double,
double springer trace.
Okay. If someone was going back and forth from, one more thing about the wagon, the outer part on the wheel of a wagon, the part on the outside, you know, that actually touches the ground, that's made of metal?
Tar.
Okay. And what's it, what was that attached to?
Spokes.
Yeah, well, yeah, but there were spokes. Like, here are the spokes.
Uh-huh.
But the spokes were attached to something up here, and then the tire was nailed onto that. Remember what that was called?
No.
Remember the term fella or felly?
Huh?
Fella or felly?
I never did hear it called.
Okay, that's fine. If someone was going back and forth to from the mill or something with wood, you might say he was doing what with wood all day? He was
hauling wood.
Sure. And if they chopped down a big tree, cut down a big tree, and they were going to get it out of the field, they had to put chains on it, maybe attach it to a mule yesterday, and you'd say they did what yesterday?
They skidded it in.
Uh-huh.
They skidded it in.
Now, would they have to be using any, would they, that would just be with chains?
Uh-huh.
Would you ever use a term drag for something like that, or would that be different?
Well, they'd use rug chains
uh-huh.
to put around them poles, you know, and pull them.
Uh-huh. But would they ever say drag for that?
Yeah.
Drag it as
drag
well?
Drag it in.
And so yesterday they...
Yeah, they drag it in.
Okay, that's fair. And now you talked about using a hole for breaking up the soil. Did you ever use any animals for cultivating
the
soil?
Well, they had oxen.
Uh-huh.
Had oxen, and they'd plow out the ground. Is that what you want to
Yeah, say? Right. How late did they have oxen out there at Big Creek?
How late?
Yeah. Did they still have oxen there when you left?
No, they didn't have any when we left. He sold his oxen and got him a horse.
He
can tell you more about the oxen.
Somewhere along
the you had oxen, though, until about 1923.
Yeah.
The kinds of... did you have any different kinds of things for breaking up the soil?
Just had plows.
Was it just one kind?
Turning plows.
Were there any other kinds?
To turn the ground, you know. Uh-huh. Yeah, they had 3 foot and different kind of plows.
And then what about...
One to lay off with, you know. Uh-huh. Lay off plow.
Uh-huh. And then after they used the plow, you might use something else to go over.
Har.
Did you have any different kinds of those?
Hard to ground, no, just one kind of hard is all I know.
Okay. And then the part of the on the wagon that goes from one wheel to the other, you know. The wheels are over. The wheels are here and that thing that goes across.
Axle.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking
okay,
about.
Okay, sure. Wow. Okay. Now you were talking before about the fireplace and you mentioned the hearth. What did you call those two things inside the fireplace that kept the logs in place?
Stove
irons.
The two, there were
two. Dog irons. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And the part over the fireplace that you might put...
They had a piece over there. Oh, you mean on the outside, uh-huh. The mantle.
All right. Did you ever call that anything else?
Fireboard.
Okay. And a large... a large log that you might burn for several...
Back log.
And then the smaller pieces that you use to start the fire.
Oh, we just called it firewood.
Did you ever call like some? You get a piece of a pine knot or something and start a fire with that? Or
yeah, rich pine.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And then the stuff you'd clean, did you later have stoves out there?
Stoves?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, we've always had a stove.
Uh-huh.
But we cooked on the fireplace a lot, too.
Well, if you were going to clean a stove, you'd have to, if you're going to